scare me to death, Rusty. We are headed down to the hospital this morning for a test, just a routine thing for Bernice. And it's a beautiful day out here, I'll say that. What you up to?
Out and got my last booster shot for COVID this morning. I had a 10 o'clock appointment at Walgreens for that. And I went around the corner and picked me up a cup of coffee. Now I'm headed to the church. I got to help set up for the handbells that are playing this Sunday at church. Now, we're not playing the whole choir. We just got a trio playing. So I do the setup for them. So I'm headed there. And then I'm going to hit Culver's later for some lunch. And, you know, just a few things like that this morning, not a whole lot of heavy work.
Well, ironically, that's what our daughter from Michigan's doing. She is sitting at the computer composing some music from the 1700s. It's one that's not copyrighted, and she's rewriting it for her students in school to be able to play for three flutes and a cello. And the cello is not so good, so she's kind of amending her parts in it. It's kind of amazing what you can do on a computer now.
Music for us, choir to perform that doesn't seem to be right, or we're going to add some, you know, some strings along with the performance. So the we got a couple of people in our, we got a former band director in our church, and he can do some arranging, and so can our assistant choir director, and they will take and get on the computer and work on it and get it right, and then print out copies we need. So it'll work things like that, and that's what's going on there. So anyway, like I said, I'm headed over here at church. I'm gonna pull it in the parking lot, and I'm just gonna park there and drink my coffee and talk to you for a few minutes. I don't need to get in right away, so I'm not in that big a hurry, you know. I got plenty of time because the choir director won't be here for a while.
N4DJC.
Good morning, Jerry. Well, you hit the word right, Rusty. It was arranging, not composing, but I just said it wrong. That's beyond my capabilities, now my pay grade, but she's a teacher and got many degrees in it, so she knows how to do that like your band director. Good morning, Jerry. Go ahead.
Good morning, Rusty. Rusty, I heard you on a little bit earlier and couldn't catch you. Just wanted to say hello. I got to jump out here in just a minute and start getting ready to go grab a little, get something for lunch in a little bit and go get a B12 shot. I usually do that around lunchtime, about every 4 weeks. But got a couple things on the agenda that I got to head over to Greenville about 3 o'clock today. Just want to say hi, and hope both you guys are doing well. And time, I hope Bernice is doing a little better.
Good morning, Jerry, and good to hear you on there. And, yeah, like I said, I was out and got my COVID shot this morning. This is number 5, so I've had all of them. They fixed me up with a fresh COVID vaccine card, so I've got that, and it has all my shots on it. And I'm just sitting here in the church parking lot, because the lady that is coming, she won't be here till after 10:30, but I'll go inside in a few minutes after I finish my coffee and start moving things around that I need to get into the proper position, and then we can go from there. And I'll go ahead, Tom.
This is Gerald T.R. Yeah, Jerry, you sound like you're doing.
Oh, I'm doing just fine.
She's pretty happy. Shelly flew in from Michigan, our daughter from up there, and Amy from here, and we all went to the casino day before yesterday and stayed overnight one night. And they got us a room at the Holiday Inn, what do you call it, Express. It was very nice. And we had a really good time. Bernice said that was the nicest birthday she'd ever had. And it was a lot of fun. I left my four-legged animal with that bushy tail. We'll call it a donkey. And I lost a little bit. Bernice lost a little bit. None of the kids won anything either, but I think that's how they get all them gold fixtures and stuff up there, Jerry. Over.
never beat the house, and glad she's doing a little better. Wonder where you were. So that's a lot of fun. My daughter's in law, they went to Vegas earlier. I think it was earlier this year. Might have been last year, though. But it was might have been December a year ago, maybe. But yeah, I think so. But they enjoyed it out there. And I think she won $1,000. He didn't. I think he might have broke even. But that's a whole different ball game out there. They didn't go out there for that. But you know, they got slot machines everywhere out there. Not slot machines, but whatever they are now. I guess the slots. But anyway, they've been talking about going to that casino. I don't know if they've been yet or not. They may have gone. For like one night or something like that. I'm not sure if they've gone yet or not, but they've been talking about it. It's not a bad trip as long as the weather's good. Going up, I guess you go up I-40 to get to that one. But or maybe go up 441 that way. That might be a better drive. Anyway, I got to jump out of here. I want to say hello to everybody, and I'll catch you back on here in a little bit. Rest of you to take it, WU2T and with N0TR and 40JC, I'll be clear to you.
All right, Jerry, well, you have a good one. We'll catch you later. WU2T, go ahead, Tom.
Yeah, 73 is Jerry. Nice to hear you this morning. Glad you jumped in there, and have a great day. Well, it's beautiful up there, Rusty, and the daughter drove all the way. And there was still a lot of construction, but it didn't seem to be as bad, but I guess that's because I wasn't driving. I don't like to be in between them barriers and that, you know. But I had a lot of fun. I just played the five-card draw machines, and Bernice, she likes the noisemakers, the slot machines. And then I went over and played that video blackjack for a while and broke even on that. And the last morning, I got a card machine and I put a $20 bill in it, and it went up to $47. And I probably should have took it, but I was trying to kill a couple more hours before we left. So I ran it back down to $20 and took my $20 out and said, finito.
To do it. I've got a friend and his wife that on their vacation every year, one year they go to Atlantic City, the other, next year they go to out to Vegas. And usually they've come back in years past with some pretty big winnings. They went out to Vegas this past year for their vacation, and they more than paid for their thing, but they only come back with $5,000 ahead, and that was after paying all their expense, covering the expenses for their flight and everything out there. So that's always when they come back ahead, they always say that's good. And like I said, they did that and set up for that. So and then this year they'll go to Atlantic City and play. Last time they went to Atlantic City, they come home $21,000 ahead.
That's wonderful. We have never done that. We don't put that much in. There you go, Bernice. You can get out there. I think this gentleman's trying to pull out here in front of the hospital, so I'm going to go out and sit in the parking lot.
Over here, and I don't know whether the funeral service is here in the church or not, so I need to find that out before I get things set up for the bells. All right, well, I'll talk to you in a little bit, Tom. You and Bernice have a good day, and I'm going to go to Culver's for lunch, so they have a nice fish plate that I like, and that Atlantic cod they got, so I'm going to go out there and have that. Talk to you later. N0TR, W2T.
We went to a place in Dillsboro, North Carolina, which which was about 17 minutes from the casino. And I'm telling you, that was some of the best barbecue I ever ate. And the kids, they used their telephones, you know, to find out where the best places are. And by golly, they did, I'll tell you for sure. It was really good eating. Take care. Have a good day. This is NZero TR.